Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
When I just really began to think about this, you know, God just kind of just dropped it on me and just really just began to unpack this. And the encouraging thing is just like a lot of times the concept of cost and reward, most people understand. You know, the bigger the cost, most of the time you get a bigger reward, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, if you think about it, you know, if you get hungry, you want some bubble gum. Not a big cost. $1, 50 cents, not really that big of a reward. If you want a new car, you know, obviously depending on what kind of car you want, you know, in the range, $30,000, American dollars, $20,000. What kind of car are you getting? Now, obviously,
that's,
like I said, these are up to conversation. You know, a new house, anywhere, a couple hundred thousand dollars. You
wow,
know,
this guy thinks big. Man, this guy pockets. Deep pockets.
I like your
a couple hundred thousand.
There you go, man. Thanks.
Man.
Bring it. And I was, I
you
saw,
must be on the East Coast in New York or California. Okay.
I had, and this really got me thinking too. I had seen a video about a super mega yacht.
Are you dreaming again?
No, I'm not. Enough. Okay. No islands or anything, but I'm serious.
Is this your list again? Come on, bro. I thought we got past this.
This thing was like $5 million.
Really?
It was a big boat. It was just the intricacies and the delicacies on this thing was amazing. And I was like, wow. And there's nothing wrong with that. And it's just, okay, great. That's awesome. But when you look at it, when you look at eternity, how does all of these things line up? Mm. How do all of these things measure up? Does it stand? Is it worth it? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. That's great. But Luke 14 says, what people value highly is detestable in God's sight. Mm. And that just really got me thinking. It's just like, man, what does God value? Because obviously God's got some priorities. God's got some things that is forefront in his life, is forefront in the things that he does. Mm-hmm. And it's just like God doesn't look at what is valuable in the world as valuable. The world looks at material things and things as value. Mm-hmm. But God values people. And it's so valuable to God. I mean, his creation, he created, like you were talking about in a recent program, about the Garden of Eden and Adam and Eve. And when they were removed, you might not think about it. It's just like it wasn't just a loss for them, but that was a loss for God. Mm-hmm. It was important to him. It was so important that God sent his son, Jesus Christ. And you look in Colossians, it says that God was pleased to have all of his fullness dwell in him, in Jesus, to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in everything, through his blood shed on the cross. And you look at it, and it's just like there was a cost that had to have been paid so that God could have a reward to be with his creation. And you look at it, and I've just been abiding, just thinking and just really trying to just wanting to go deeper in the understanding of just the cross. And you look at it and it's just like this was something that Jesus was pleased to do. And sometimes it's just like we have a hard time giving up internet and it's just like, man, and the difficulties. But it's just like the reward was worth it. Mm-hmm. You look at John 19 and verse 17, it says carrying his own cross. Jesus carried his own cross. He was willing to take upon that cost.
I think about he was on the cross. It's for the joy set before him, he endured the cross.
Yes.
What I hear you saying is that, you know, it's about what we value.
Yes.
What matters to us? When we have something of significant value, we're able to determine, hey, listen, we'll pay any price. We'll do anything.
Yes.
I mean, you know, Pat valued, getting married. He did all kinds of things to win the heart of his bride, and you know he still does those things today. We won't talk about some of the lavish gifts, but you know, Chris knows what I'm talking about. VCR, but you know,
DVD, but, bro. Get it right.
DVD, okay,
get it right.
DVD.
Who has a VCR player nowadays?
I'm sorry, it's DVD player.
Exactly.
DVD.
That was you, bro.
It was an upgraded one, but you pay the price.
Yeah.
You pay the price because you say I value that.
Yeah. And you look at it, and it got me to thinking, too, it's just like, when we look at the depiction of the cross and the crucifixion, and we see the videos, or we see the movie, or we can kind of picture it in our own thought process, and it's just like, that wasn't the fullness of it. And God revealed this to Isaiah, and you look and you can read this in Isaiah 52, and it just really kind of gives that picture of what took place in that day. Because a lot of times I really think that we miss it, because I know I have. And it says in verse 13, it says, see, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised up, lifted up, and he will be highly exalted. Just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any human being, and his form was marred beyond human likeness. And you really begin to think about that, and it's just like, if you were to imagine looking at a cross, somebody got crucified. And she's like, okay, that was a criminal that got crucified. That was a thief that got crucified. I have no idea what that was. He was marred beyond human likeness. They could not recognize. It was just he was so torn. But you think about that, and if you look in the next chapter, Isaiah 53, and it says, after the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. He went through the cost to get to the reward.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, this was a beating and a suffering unlike any other for a creation unlike any other, all because of a love unlike any other. And see, that's the thing, is like, the cost isn't really a cost when the reward is worth it.
Yeah.
When the reward is more than the cost, you're willing to pay it.
Right.
And that's the thing, and it really got me to thinking, too, as well. It's just like, a lot of times when you look at it, Jesus talks about a parable that says, you know, you have to count the cost. You look at, you know, being a disciple, are you willing to give up these things? And it's just, Jesus has to be worth it. And it's just like, Jesus didn't have to count the cost. Jesus was willing to go. He said, you know what, I'll go.
Yeah.
Because you're the reward.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, though. I mean, when you look at when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, you know, if there's another way, you know, take this cup from me, but nonetheless, you know, your will is my will, let it be done. So there was a cost involved, but he was willing to pay. He was willing to write the check. He was willing to say, I will do it. And you're reading about Isaiah 52. I mean, that is one of my life scriptures. I love that scripture. I named my son Isaiah off of that scripture, Isaiah 52, because when I got a revelation of that, it just tore me to pieces. When I understood that with Jesus, the price that he paid for us, and you're talking about the price,
yeah,
you know, that the scripture says that his face was so disfigured beyond that of any man. And so his face was so tore up that it didn't even look like a man's face, and that his body was marred beyond human likeness. Oftentimes the depictions of we see of Jesus is because, you know, they couldn't show in reality what his body was like.
Yeah.
And what you see in pictures and what you see in sculptures and what you've seen other places is not really the true occurrence of what happened.
Exactly.
But I asked the question, if his face was so disfigured beyond that of any man, as Isaiah tells us, and his body was marred beyond human likeness, what was on the cross that day? What hung on the cross that was not recognizable to man, but was recognizable to God? It was the heart of a Savior. It was a heart of a God that said, I love you so much. I'm willing to pay the price. I'm willing to take it upon my body.
Amen.
And take the pain and the punishment that is due you. I'm going to take it upon myself. And when our eyes open to that, to exactly what you're saying, Steve, when our eyes open to this reality, it causes us to be overwhelmed. It causes us to be just filled with compassion and gratitude and love to say, you paid that for me?
Amen.
Jesus, for me? I mean, I can understand you paying it for somebody else, but I mean, for me? And really, I mean, we say that, but who's worthy of Jesus paying the price, you know? None of us are worthy. It's just simply because of his love.
Amen. Mm. And the power of that, I want to take that a step further. We understand, you know, just, you know, in a recent program too, we were talking about we have to know God, to know the fullness of God, to know how exciting and just the greatness of knowing God more. And we can spend eternity mm-hmm. for knowing God. But this is the thing, is that if you have said yes to Jesus Christ, you've repented for your sins and you says, you know what, he's worth it. I just want to go after him. Do you know how much that moves God's heart? In the limitless, in the limited ability of our thinking, we do not know the treasures that are within Jesus Christ. We don't know the reward of eternity, but we have said, I will pay the cost. Hmm. And it's just like, how much more of it is a display of our affection and the love, the smallness of our love to Jesus to say, I don't know your reward. I mean, I know your reward is for right. eternity and I get to know you, but I don't have, like you're saying, that experiential, I don't really have a full comprehension of eternity, but I don't want to pay that cost. That pleases God.
Yeah.
And it's just like, if you don't know this Jesus that we're talking about, go to meet my Father. And meet my Father at ORG and find out, learn, and read some of the stories about how other people have shared and how they've met this Jesus. And you can know him. Go to iabide.org. And it's just like, there is so much more to knowing God. And I will tell you, he is worth the cost.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll